take two, cause some fuckhead didn't like the first one. Starting again at Echoes. I'm gonna read all 5 pages, and I'm not gonna, I don't care, I'm reading every post. So, here you go. Don't do it. You're not loved at all. Nobody will ever give you up or fuck you down without vagina. And fun time. 1-800-273-TALK if you live in the U.S. or 1-800-272-8255. Suicide prevention. Yay! Chain. Remember what happened to Thorfinn? Furries. Wow, go fuck yourself. Two. What? Two. Dick. Wall and starve them. Call a suicide helpline. Your life is precious. To you, to your family, to everybody you know. Before you do anything drastic and dangerous, you need to get help. Balls! Of all the threads for you chuckle fucks to start this add-a-word shit in. RMFG! I don't... What happened to him? Black Lab Forums did it again! He offed himself. On serious note, I used to feel that way, but really there's no real reason to kill yourself. There's been people out there with a life harsher than yours and lived until nature got them. Is there any proof that this is true, or is it a joke? Oh my god, are you being dumb on purpose? I think his close friends on the BLF knew for sure it wasn't a joke. No, I am not. I don't know anything about this because the forums are not my life. Chill. Here's a link. I have these all the time. I just don't act upon them. Why are you depressed? Girl, you like doesn't like you back. Mom always shouts at you. Friends are being lousy. Maybe that's what you should do to yourself with a knife. If you had looked into general discussion from April 27th to June 21st, you would have seen it. You definitely should find someone to talk to, like a therapist. Is there any reason for your thoughts, or are you just depressed?
Uncalled for. Uncalled for, brother.
I can't. I'm too sick to do a Hulk Hogan voice. Damn it. Hang on, I can try.
Uncalled for, brother.
One more time.
Uncalled.
No, fuck.
Uncalled for, bruh.
Oh, shit, my voice is, like, not cooperating here.
Uncalled for, brother.
WTF, dude. Thank you for actually being helpful and answering my questions. OP, it'd be nice if you elaborated on why you're having these thoughts. Just don't kill yourself simply because it's the only life you'll ever get. I might be an asshole, but I won't tell someone with suicidal thoughts to kill themselves. You guys should really be ashamed of yourselves, especially with joking about this.
OP is fishing for attention. Suicidal thoughts is no fucking reason to commit suicide. That's called depression, which is cured in time by not being a fucking pussy.
Edit it out because I didn't want to get banned.
That would be a fatal fap.
I'm not. This is very serious. Oh, wait, I gave him a voice in the intro. Hang on.
I'm not. This is very serious.
Everyone needs to stop being a dick. Bad Spot may be an asshole and ban you for that post, but on the other hand, it's not worth it almost any way you look at it. I think about it sometimes too, but don't let it get you down that bad. Find someone to talk to. Nobody seriously wants you to kill yourself, and you would hurt those around you by doing so. It may seem like the only way out, but it's not. Understand that you're not the only one. You clearly do not understand and should go elsewhere.
Seek help.
We all love you.
Here's what's happening in a nutshell. My family were being dicks to the point where I don't care anymore. Then I started having the thoughts. Then it got serious.
Describe this being dicks. Call child services. Like, all the time abusive.
You know, just one time.
Put this into perspective. You live a life where you don't face the major struggles of life which people have in third world countries. Your life is fucking great compared to them. It's a family-based issue which is being aimed at you. Move out your life.
Seriously, I have never seen someone more ignorant than you. Depression isn't being a pussy. Fuck you.
I don't care about someone. Why bother pointing?
If you don't care about someone, why bother pointing out?
If you don't care about someone, why bother pointing this sort of thing to them? It will just make it worse. Attention is what everyone with depression needs. Comparing depression causes. Good job. You know nothing at all. Go away.
But that does not invalidate his problem. I think this is an informal fallacy, actually.
Refty? Refty, it's kinda hard to feel like you're in a better situation than people you've rarely seen or been with.
It's not really abusive, as it is everyone is in a bad mood. Then a fight happened, most of us got mad, and then this happened.
Like I said, since you don't nor care to understand, go elsewhere. While he has the point, it could be worse. I know how you feel. You think that if you kill yourself, it will make things better for those around you and you won't have to deal with this shit anymore. It's not like that, though. There are really good programs for things like this, and they will get you feeling better. Someone else may know more about getting admitted.
Apparently, he's just depressed because of normal family problems. If he's not just attention-whoring, he's just being a melodramatic teenager.
Look, I had a stepsister once. She was a fucking cunt. She would get mad at people and assault them and be a complete bitch. Just a negative person. Well, one day, she was making fun of me. I decided enough was enough. Although I gave her 3 warnings, she just laughed them off. I got up and fought that bitch. She never did anything again. If the case is otherwise, you may just be blaming yourself for the fight. But in reality, that is extremely unlikely.
Oh, it's going fine then. Hopefully they're normal human beings and everything will get back to normal. My mom would hit me many times weekly and her apology was calling my sister a whore.
If more fights occur, call Childline or Child Services or whatever you whippersnappers use, brother.
Call Child Services because your family had a spat? Green texting. Okay, I'm married.
Clinical depression can't be cured, numbnut.
Fuck off! If you don't care to put yourself in his position, these types of things can really tear someone up when they go on throughout one's life. It is utter shit, and it really does take the desire out of living or doing anything when things aren't right with your family.
I'm locking this because I feel marginally better. Thank you all for the support, you guys.
I hope you're happy. I did it. I did the whole fucking thread. Are you happy now? I'm not even gonna 9 minutes! This is a 9-minute audio file. Jesus, I hope